Today I'm introducing Sephora. It's Australia's first and only Roundup shopping app. Maybe it's a smarter way to round up your pennies. Let's have a chat with JD. Hey everyone, what's happening? I've got JD today. How are you, JD?
I'm very well, thank you, Glenn.
Nice, nice. Now, I got an email the other day and it actually spiked interest. What it was this app that people could round up their money, because we all know what Roundup is in this day and age, but round up their own cash and put it aside, forget about it, and then essentially buy stuff. Is that a good way to say it?
Yeah, it's a pretty good assessment of it, I'd say.
I guess I just want to first and foremost say I've invited JD on from Sephora, and his co-founder, Sam, is sitting here as well, who's not on microphone. What up, Sam? I've installed the app myself. I've looked at it. I think it's cool because the whole thing is like to come on here and have a grilling from me. I've got to be interested in your stuff anyway. So I don't have like payday lenders on here or anything like that. So I have written a whole heap of questions out. Some of them I've sent you prior. Some I've not. Okay.
Awesome.
So I want to... This is like Shark Tank almost. Yeah. I'll probably get sued for saying that, but...
Well, you said like.
It's like. Exactly. Yes. Exactly. So, basically, I'm going to hear about your startup. I'm going to ask you heaps of questions. A couple of things. One, it could be something for people listening to learn from if they want to make a startup. But two, it could be an actual good tool for people to use to treat yourself. Before we listen to this episode, so people can get a vibe of Sephora, where can they have a look on Instagram right now?
Sephora app.
Yep.
Or at Sephora app.
Yep,
or
sweet.
On Facebook.
Yep.
Which is facebook.com/ Sephora app.
Yeah, S-I-P-O-R-A.
That's the one.
And also, if you want to check out the app, just go to the App Store or the Google Store or whatever they call it over on Android world. Having said all that, what is the background of Sephora? And how does it work?
It's a great question. Sam and I had a look at the other Roundup apps that are available and also methods of kind of saving or squirreling away a little bit of money. And we noticed that just talking in our circles and from our personal experiences, we noticed that a lot of people, and probably kind of 70, 80% of people, would download an app, a Roundup app or a savings app. They'd get to a $200 or $300 mark. And they would very quickly pull out their money and buy something online that they've been looking at for a little while. So that could be, you know, a new pair of shoes or a new dress or
which almost defeats the purpose of investing or,
yeah, you know. That's exactly right.
Sure.
So we went on a bit of a quest to search for something that existed where you could simply round up some spare change. And the beauty of that is you don't really realize that money is coming out of your account. It's just getting squirreled away into a separate account that you can't really touch.
Yeah, you don't actually notice it.
Yeah, exactly right. And, you know, it can be, you know, from 1 cent to kind of, you know, $2 or $3 here and there. And we looked for a product that enabled you to then spend that money without having to pull it out, wait for the banks to clear the money for 2 or 3 days, which kind of meant that you were ending up putting it on your credit card anyway and then trying to pay it back and incurring interest. So we thought, why don't we just build a Roundup product that has a fully integrated shop or a marketplace with a whole heap of brand retailers in it? And that's exactly what we did.
Sweet. So where does the name Sephora come from?
Sephora is a little Indonesian squirrel, hence our logo of a little squirrel.
Yes.
And, you know, we like the little analogy that you are squirreling away those little, you know, cents here and there, or squirreling away the little nuts or acorns, and then they grow, and then you can use them whenever you want.
Okay, sweet. So we've set the scene. Can I just jump in there? Like, how long did you have the idea before? Because you've got a background in data and media and that type of online world. Sam's also been in that type of world as well. Like, how long was the idea festering before you both came together and were like, let's actually give this a shake?
Sam had had the idea for a little while. And as we saw other products coming into the market, it really validated the Roundup space. We didn't really know that that was going to be a space that worked well.
Yeah.
And it's proven that, you know, there are people using Roundup apps. So it was about within a the space of a month, we'd kind of put together a basic plan and started figuring out how do we build this thing, how do we get it out to people to use. And within the space of 18 months, we had built a product, built an MVP, tested it, got it all working, and off we went and we launched it.
So for those not in startup world, MVP, what does that stand for?
A minimum viable product.
So it's just basically something, a shell that's kind of working and being used.
Yeah, and we actually went above and beyond. So our MVP is actually a full working product.
Yep.
A lot of the times an MVP might just be kind of you still do everything manually in the background. We've managed to actually build a full product as an MVP.
Right.
So we kind of jumped that whole step.
Yep.
And that's kind of, my experience personally in startups. So I've kind of done that a few times. So we kind of just thought, let's throw everything in and go for it.
Yeah, it's funny because we are here to talk about Sephora, but the Glenn James in me is just curious and interested at the little things along the way, just because it's interesting. And because I want it to be to encourage other people, if you've got an idea and you can see a hole in the market, drive a freaking truck through that hole.
Absolutely.
That's what I tell people. And just on that, if you're talking with somebody and if someone asked you okay, I want to do a startup with a partner or not do it alone, what do you look for in a startup partner? Is it an organic thing or did you actually go and have to make it happen?
Yeah. I mean, for us, it was relatively organic. We've known each other from the industry for quite some time now, kind of 9-10 years, I guess. But, my advice is always kind of don't jump in straight away. It's, having a startup partnership is in some ways harder than having a relationship at home. You've really got to test yourself and know that, through the bad times, and it's a startup, so there will be a lot of bad times, or at least hard times, really finding someone that you gel well with, that has complementary interests or skills to yourself. So you might be really good at one thing. You need to make sure the things that you're not great at, your kind of co-founder can also be or is great at.
Yes.
So you can marry those two together and hopefully create more of a cohesive kind of...
Yeah, I guess because if both were the same, one's not needed, right?
Yeah, absolutely right. Yeah. Absolutely right. And then you just basically, it's a big ego boost for yourself because you're both the same and
that
doesn't always help.
No, that's interesting because I love startup stories and no other reason for asking that. Now, so if someone downloads Sephora now, links their bank account to it just there, and for those who do the Glenn James spending plan, you would link it to your Blow account. Which is your everyday banking account. Do you charge people to use this app? How does Sephora make money?
Yeah, so the app is 100% free. So there's no fees on the amount of money coming in. There's no fees or, there's no cost to download the app. The way that Sephora makes money is we make an affiliate fee from the retailer. So when you buy a product, the same as a lot of other products that are out there, we get kicked back a percentage for everything that's purchased.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm having a look on my phone now and I go, there's the dashboard, there's the wallet and there's the shop. So I'm looking you've got brands like Gorman, Forecast, Ali, geez, there's so many, Tiger Lily, Vans, The Athlete's Foot. So you've basically got an online shop built into the app where over time my roundups accruing are building up in my Sephora phone thing.
Yeah.
I'm technical, aren't I?
Yeah, that's right. Let's call it a digital wallet.
A digital wallet. There we go. And I can just log in and buy a new dress from Gorman.
You'd look good in a dress.
Thank you.
But yeah, absolutely. And one of the cool features that we did build into the app early on was a wish list feature.
Yes, I'm looking at that now.
So if you go into a product and if you want to buy, say, a new dress for yourself, you can add all of these items to your wish list and the app will actually calculate how much you have saved toward that dress and it'll show you in a little kicker or a little status bar. And then when you get the right amount of money to, or you've saved enough money to buy that product, you'll get a little notification saying, hey, you've now got enough dollars in your account. Do you want to purchase the product? And so it works really well from a perspective of, you're not having to go and buy something on your credit card or paying, buying it now and having to pay for it later and accruing debt. You're actually saving toward a goal.
Yeah.
And the good thing is those goals are relatively small goals in the grand scheme of things. I mean, they can be large. We've got, large electronic retailers on there as well. So in my wish list at the moment, I've got a TV that I'm saving for, because my wife keeps saying we need a new TV.
Yeah.
So we're getting there. But it just encourages you to have that little goal, and it could be, you know, an $80 product or a $50 product or a $100 product.
So for example, this, if I've rounded up and put money into my Sapporo online wallet, can I also set like a $5 a week into the Sapporo wallet?
Yeah, we're building that in at the moment. So that'll be live pretty soon.
Sure. So going back to how you make money. So if Glenn James sold bottled water from the Swiss Alps, okay, I would say I want to be in the Sephora ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
Sephora ecosystem. Sephora, that's the bloody other.
That's the cosmetics brand.
Yeah.
Actually, one of our biggest retailers that we've sold a lot for.
Yeah. Shout out Sephora.
Yeah, that's it.
I've got a friend who's the manager at one of the stores.
We should chat.
Yeah, totally. I went in there the other day and I'm like, because I use Clarins for Men face wash.
Yeah.
I'm like, do you have Clarins? Like, not in this store. I'm like, okay.
have a search on Sephora.
Yeah, I will.
In the search bar, or jump into the Sephora store and you can put it on your wish list.
Oh, yeah. Let's have a look.
So I buy all my beard oil.
Really?
No one can see my beard, but I buy all my beard
oil. Actually, Sam,
Sephora.
Can you get a couple of photos of us? Okay, so this is cool. So I guess what I'm getting at is the Glen James Swiss Alps bottled water company would pay you a fee of sales or whatever to be in your ecosystem.
Yeah, that's right. Every time somebody buys a six-pack of water or a bottle of water, we would get a small percentage of that.
Right. So I don't get charged more for using Sephora to buy my bottled water if I went to the Glen James bottled water shop direct. Like, it's the same retail price.
And in fact, because you're buying online, often that retailer, so your Glen James bottled water company, will offer a better online price than in store because they have less overheads.
Sure. And what about, like, does it cover postage and all that?
So that's highly dependent on the retailer.
Sure.
So some retailers charge nothing for postage in kind of metro areas.
Yeah.
Some charge a little bit. And so we pass the exact same cost on.
If my Roundup wallet is at $250 and I want the Vans pair of shoes that cost $300, will the wallet allow me to add more money instantly and just go, I just want the shoes now?
Yeah, absolutely. So when you go through that whole process and you hit buy now, it'll ask you to top up and that immediate top up will occur from your Blow account if you've added your Glen James Blow account.
Yeah,
into
perfect.
Your
and it's funny, like, again, so many different companies and people want to come and chat about their stuff on this podcast. If I think it's crap and wouldn't install it on my phone itself to use, no one's sitting in that chair there. So,
I'm honored to be here.
Well, but it's true. It's like I'm interested enough to install the app myself and just have a bit of a look at it and hear the story. Yeah. And
it's funny, when we first had the idea, you know, we shopped it around. You know, you always shop an idea around to friends and family. And every single person that we spoke to went, wow, that's a great idea. Where can I download it? And we went, well, hang on, just give us a couple of months or a year or so to build it.
Yeah.
And then you can download it.
So, for example, I've got the Glen James bottled water from the Swiss Alps store on Sephora. At the Glen James retail shop, I've got bottled air from the Swiss Alps.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not listed on Sephora. How can I still buy the bottled air through Sephora if it's not listed there? How does that work?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So we've built into the shop front a personal shopping assistant feature,
right,
I'd call it. So there's a little button there when you go to the store, and I think the button says, I can't find what I'm looking for.
Oh, yes. Yep,
so if you click on that, you'll send a message to Sephora, and then one of our little Sephora ninjas will go out, find the product for you if we can, and we'll make it available for you.
So these brands, sorry, I'm all over the place when I'm interested. My listeners know I cut off myself. Gorman, Forecast, BNKR, Sephora, Glassons, Glam Corner, so Esther and Co, like all these companies, are they sorted in any particular order?
We've kind of categorized them into, you know, fashion, retail, fashion, fitness, kind of personal care, technology.
Yeah.
But there is a little bit of randomness about it as well.
Sure.
And we're, you know, the stores or the retail brands that our users are currently buying from the most end up getting pushed up to the top.
Sure. Okay. Sweet. Now, I'm just thinking of other questions here. How safe is Sephora to use?
Yeah, very safe. And the reason why is we use a number of different partners for different elements of the app.
Right.
So the banking connection for the app is all done securely through a third party that their entire business is banking level security for bank connections. So that's all very secure.
So when I log in and connect my Glen James Blow account, that's the third party company that would harvest the transaction digits from my Blow account and trigger the roundup over to Sephora?
Not quite.
Okay.
So what happens is you connect your bank account.
Yeah.
That goes via our Sephora interface, which is where you've put your details in.
Yeah.
That gets encrypted immediately on your device. So that those details never touch our database.
Right.
They go via the rails. So if you think about it, a little bit of an information highway, that gets pushed along the highway, encrypted, straight to the bank. But those encryption rails are provided by a third party who specialize in banking security. They then get pushed out to the bank. The bank validate that encryption. And all the bank does is pass back to us or back to Sephora via that encrypted rail your transactional details. So we then see the transaction amount and our little engine, completely anonymized and hashed, so we can't see any details. It then does the roundup and calculates.
Mm. Where does the money go? So if you're like, if I've had $300 rounded up in the last 2 months to Sephora, like, where is it sitting?
Yeah. So that money is actually sitting in one of the big four banks.
Is it a trusted account?
In a trust account, that's sweet. Right. So the beauty about that, and the, you know, touching
so
on
JD and Sam can't get their dirty mitts on it when they want to go to the Caribbean.
No, we can't touch it.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll find other ways to go to the Caribbean.
Yeah.
But so that sits in trust. If anything ever happens to Sephora, for example, as a business, that money will trigger, or that event will trigger an immediate release of those funds back to your nominated bank account.
Right.
So it's 100% secure. There's never any chance of anything going wrong.
And tell me if you want to edit this out. It might be a bit too much. That money on trust, it earns interest.
We don't see any of that.
So who gets the interest?
Well, the banks do.
So is it almost like a fee to manage the trust account?
Yeah, that's right. And sometimes because the amount might not be enough to cover the fee from that banking institute, we absorb that as a business.
Okay. Interesting. If I am a retailer, do I need to have a certain size? Because you just don't know who's listening to this podcast, right?
Yeah.
We want to get the word out there about this cool thing that's happening. What if someone's making candles at home or whatever? Is there a certain scale that you need to see from a retailer to come on board? Is there certain benchmarks that, you know, turnaround times? Because if you've got a retailer on there and I buy Glen James bottled water, and it takes Glen James Bottled Water Co. 8 years to post it out, that's not a good image for you guys, I think. But are there any kind of service standard or benchmarks that's a requirement to come on board as a retailer?
Yeah, I think scale isn't that important from a, you know, product position. We can onboard any retailer that has the means to kind of put their products up in a digital environment and add all their pricing and that kind of stuff and maintain that within our infrastructure. The service level from a perspective of can they send their product out within an acceptable period of time, we vet all of those retailers. And so that's why when you look at the app now, it's all pretty big brand names, just because we know that
proven outcomes.
That's exactly right. So if it is somebody smaller, so, you know, if Glen James Bottled Water Company comes on board, we'd probably do a couple of test transactions and order some water. We should be drinking water out of the tap, but we'd order some water and just double check that, you know, Glen James is who Glen James says he is.
Sure. So realistically, I mean, roundup, it's like, it's the buzzword in banking, right?
Yeah.
Do you think it actually adds up to anything substantial?
Yeah. So a really good example of that is in my account at the moment, I've got $64 saved just for this month.
Really?
And we're not even fully through this month at the moment.
Yeah.
So my average per month is between $180 and $200 a month. The average across all of our users is about $60 to $80 a month. But that takes into account a lot of users who have connected an account they might use four times in the month versus, you know, so we can see that some of our users actually end up rounding up between $200 and $300 a month. So if you think about the fact that you're saving for a pair of shoes that are $300, 4 weeks isn't long to wait for that.
Interesting. Okay. So it is quite material, isn't it? It's I mean, why wouldn't you do roundups? I do roundups. If you are interested in checking out Sephora, open your app store now, download it, link your Blow account.
Yep.
And you will then do what?
We will throw $10 into your account toward your first purchase.
As a little kicker.
As a little kicker.
Are there any minimum items on there that people can buy? Like, can I buy a pair of earrings for $8 from a supplier or whatever?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I can't remember what the prices are, but it can vary from a dollar all the way through to a couple of $1,000s, absolutely.
Yeah, so realistically, yeah, that's cool. $10.
$10, free $10, why not?
Love it. Yeah, I mean, like in this day and age where every bloody man and their dog is like, buy now, pay later, and you deserve a freaking holiday on interest-free and all this crap. And I've been quite vocal against, you know, the modern-day payday lenders and the buy now, pay later. I think it's just a healthy way to use this technology.
Mm.
So people are buying consumable things that, I'll be quite honest, all the retailers that you've got, they're selling wants, not needs. Like, yeah. I'm not buying a freaking loaf of bread or milk or whatever.
Mm.
So it's a smarter way to buy your wants.
Yeah.
Guilt-free.
Absolutely right.
And you haven't even noticed that money building up.
Mm, I think that's really important. And, you know, we get ourselves into the trap of throwing something on a credit card or using a buy now, pay later scheme where, you know, and you talk about this a lot, where it can get you into a lot of trouble if you're not 100% on top of your money. So if you are on top of your money, then why not use this so that it does squirrel away some funds and you don't even realize it's squirreling away? And then buy those things that, you know, we all deserve to buy things we want occasionally as well. We don't have to kind of live in a cave and only buy the needs, right?
Yeah.
But there are a lot of products on there that are needs, for example. So, you know, my wife will buy her cosmetics on there instead of going to the store every kind of 3 or 4 weeks. She'll just get delivered what she would normally buy and she doesn't realize the money coming out, doesn't hit the budget, so she doesn't even notice it. My sister is a personal trainer, so she now buys all her fitness gear from Sephora.
Yeah, wow.
It just makes life a lot easier. She doesn't have to take time out of her busy schedule of being a mum of three and being a personal trainer.
Okay, weird question. When I use the Sephora, I call it gateway or ecosystem or whatever, app.
Yeah.
App's a good word.
That's a good word.
When I buy my dress from Gorman, for example, will it be delivered to me just from Gorman? So, Sephora's job finishes once you place the order. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, okay.
So, Gorman will send that out to you if there's an issue with it. I mean, we're always there to help. So that if you've bought the wrong size.
You're just the technology piece in helping people get their wants without having to save for it.
That's right.
Yeah. And I will say, like, if you're out there and you do use other Roundup apps. So, for example, you buy a $4.50 coffee, and you've got two Roundups apps plugged in, one Sephora, one is whatever, investment company, whatever, you'll just get 50 cents taken out twice. There'll just be a dollar Roundup. So, you've just doubled your Roundup. So, don't be afraid to plug in Sephora on top of your existing Roundup savings or investment app because it'll all work.
Yeah.
And you probably still wouldn't notice it anyway.
Mm. And Sephora works across pretty much every major bank and a lot of the smaller banks as well.
Yeah.
So it's really easy to connect.
Yeah. So what have you got planned for Sephora?
It's a really good question. So we're working on adding in additional functionality over a period of time. So some of those things might be being able to put specific amounts of money away to pay bills. So connecting up to different energy providers or, you know, telcos, etc. So you know that, you know, will help you realize that your telephone bill is $60 a month and you'll be able to round up according to that, or we'll take that out for you and push that out to the telco.
Yeah, wow.
And there's a whole range of other products that we're looking at, like, you know, some further investments, as I said before, automatic top-ups every week or every month, just so that you can grow that savings amount.
We might leave there because this has been fascinating. if you are listening now, you're a regular listener of the show and you vibe us and everything we're doing, do me a favor. I want you to download it, connect your app and just try it. Like, what have you got to lose? You get $10. You might get a roundup. It might be working for you. And just, I don't know, send us some feedback of the use of the app and I'll forward it to the guys, because they're doing cool stuff and I'll always be the champion of cool Aussie startups. I'm not going to get everyone on here who's just making chat, but I just think this is a cool thing. And thanks for letting me ask you some possibly awkward questions.
Yeah.
That you've been transparent enough to answer them. Thanks for, you know, supporting the podcast and doing something cool and risking it. I mean, when you start a business, there is a risk and you've outlaid a lot of money, I trust, a lot of hours, and you've got this cool product that it's out there, it's real, it's happening, and I'm keen to see where Sephora goes as an ecosystem and product.
Mm. Yeah, we'll have to come back and
yeah, give us
and
an
show
update.
Where we go. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Perfect.
Thanks very much for having us, Glenn.
All right, thank you. And you can jump on Instagram at Sephora
app
and Facebook or the App Store or the Google Play Store or whatever you do. All right, JD, thanks for coming and thanks for not being on the podcast, Sam.
Thanks very much, Glenn.
All right, see ya. Bye. If you are after personal financial advice, this podcast is not for you. In fact, it's a general advice podcast. But if you do want somebody to talk to, jump onto sortyourmoneyout.com and click on Get Help, and I'll be able to put you in touch with an advisor or a mortgage broker who can actually sit down with you or have a Skype or a Zoom meeting and really work out what you need based on your own personal circumstances.
My Millennial Money supports A21. A21 is a non-profit organization that exists to abolish slavery everywhere. These guys rescue real people from human trafficking across the world. If you want to learn more about how you can contribute to the fight against human trafficking, check out a21.org/au.
Remember, we hang out on Insta at My Millennial Money. If you're a regular listener, you're welcome to join our Facebook group. If you want more money hacks, be sure to subscribe to My Millennial Money Express. It's short money hacks anywhere, anytime, right into your ears. Any advice in this podcast is of a general nature only and has not been tailored to your personal circumstances. Please seek personal advice prior to acting on this information. Before making a decision to acquire a financial product, you should obtain and read the product disclosure statement relating to that product. Opinions constitute our judgment at the time of issue and are subject to change. Neither the licensee, any of the National Australia Group of Companies, nor their employees or directors give any warranty of accuracy, nor accept any responsibility for errors or omissions in this podcast. Glenn James, Urban Gator Proprietary Limited, trading as Sort Your Money Out, are authorised representatives of Apogee Financial Planning Limited, AFSL 230689.